You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, October 22nd. I'm Zoe Zathmurray, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 96%. That's about the efficacy rate that the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is restored to after a booster dose is administered. The figure is one of the findings from a phase 3 clinical trial that the company shared yesterday. More than 10,000 people who received both doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine took part in the randomized controlled study, which is yet to be peer-reviewed. The researchers found that while 109 people were infected with COVID-19 after they received a placebo dose, just 5 people who received an actual booster dose did. The results were good news for Pfizer investors. A study from the CDC published earlier this year found that the efficacy rate for the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID vaccine fell from 91% to 77% 4 months after full inoculation. Pfizer shares stayed essentially flat on the news. The next number up is 383%. That's roughly how much shares of Digital World Acquisition, a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, closed up yesterday. The triple-digit gains came after the SPAC announced plans to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group, or TMTG. TMTG has a new social media platform in the works that will be called Truth Social. Former President Donald Trump said in a statement that he planned to use the platform to share his thoughts and push back against big tech. Trump has largely been banned from social media platforms after the Capitol riot last January. Digital World also saw strong performance with its Class A shares, which finished up about 357%. Our last number is 13.5%. That's about how much shares of WeWork closed up Thursday when the co-working space company went public on the New York Stock Exchange via a merger with BoEx Acquisition Corp., a special purpose acquisition company. An earlier IPO attempt fell apart in September 2019, making headlines around the world and resulting in the ouster of founder Adam Neumann. Neumann still holds a 9% stake in the company. But now WeWork has finally gone public and is trading under the symbol WE, with a valuation of roughly $9 billion. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 22nd. I'm Zoe Zathmurray, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.